Hello.
Hi, Nate. It's Nadine. I'm sorry you missed your call. They told me you called. I was away from my desk. Sorry about that. How's it going?
All right. Not too bad.
Okay. So did you have any additional questions or anything else that I could address?
Yeah. So the two is, what was it, 250 a month?
249. Uh-huh.
Okay. So with that, how does the payment work? So do you guys have a, like an account system, and I make an account, and then I guess I'm, that'd be my next question.
The process? Yeah, I'll give you the process. So basically the way it works is you and I set up the account, right? What we're verifying is your billing information. We're verifying the business name, the phone number that should be, you know, listed for the company. And then what I read to you, it's called a voice verification recording. It's for your protection. Basically what it does is it outlines our service agreement. It's going to say the billing date, the amount that you're paying today. It's going to also state, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay. We call it a 2 month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly, and it'll state that as well. Now your billing date would always be the 17th of each month. Okay. And I'm going to state that. And the amount of $249 a month. So it's for your protection so that you know that it doesn't change. Now, I'm also going to state in there that if you need to cancel, pause the account, the only thing that we're going to ask from you, Nate, is you just call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We simply part as friends. Okay? Now, as you know, it's always going to be the $249. That price will never change. Now, from that point, okay, I process the payment. You get your receipt. We go over the receipt. The next order of business is scheduling your client interview. Now, I'm going to stress to you that this is the most important appointment because you'll be speaking with one of my technicians about your keywords, your Facebook ads. That's where the magic happens. Now, typically, I like to schedule it the same day. Based on your availability and what appointments we have open, no later than the following day. And I'll tell you why. Because the sooner we get you through that client interview, the faster we're moving. So the interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends really on how many questions or details you have. But we do schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. And basically what they're doing in that interview is verifying all the information you and I went over because they want to make sure I listed everything correctly. They go a little bit more detailed into like your Facebook ads. They go more into detail about the keywords and search terms. Okay. So the magic, it doesn't happen with me, although I believe it does, but it doesn't. So yeah, that's how that would all work. And then, I mean, they get moving, right? So you don't need to be in front of a computer for that interview. But basically, they'll tell you where to send the pictures to and so forth. Now, from that point, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories, okay? You can also start logging in and tracking your results with us. So you'll be able to track your keywords, what phone calls you're receiving, and that's super important for you to be able to track that. Now, within 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are going to be live. Those will be visible, okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, us getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it and maintaining it on the first page, we're going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be the timeline that we're going to give. Now, I have seen at times where it has happened sooner. However, I'm still going to tell you 45 to 60 days because, Nate, I would rather under-promise and over-deliver, okay?
Right.
Now, because we also know that it's important for you to start getting these calls like as quickly as you can, is why we get everything else up and running sooner so you can start generating these calls, okay?
Yeah.
So what I will say is this. The first month, although a lot of it is the programming, that is not to say that you won't get some calls. When you're going to really feel the strength of the program is going to be in that second month.
Okay.
Okay. And I just want to be transparent with you like that.
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Does that kind of answer some of your questions?
Yeah. So remind me again for the 249, what all I'm getting. So I'm getting a web or so the Google.
You're going to get the Google business profile. So we're going to get you verified, create the Google business profile. That's what's going to be optimized on the first page. Okay.
Okay.
Now we're going to also do the content creation on Bing. Our directory submission, I'm going to tell you, our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. You already have profiles on Yelp. You already have a profile. I believe you have a profile on Yelp, I think. Hold on. No, you don't, right? You've never created a profile on Yelp. Okay. We're going to create a profile then for you on Yelp. So you're going to have a profile on Yelp. We're not going to do one for Facebook because you already have that one, right? What you're going to do on Facebook is all you're going to do is add us on as managers, okay? So that way we can manage your Facebook ads. You continue to hold the ownership to your page, okay? We're just managers. Now, what we're also going to do is, you know, because you're launching your website, all we want to do is make sure that that website is attached wherever your business is listed, okay? So, like, we want to make sure it's attached on your Yelp page, on your Google business profile, on your Facebook page, okay? We're not going to mess with your website.
Okay.
And then we cover the mobile platform. The mobile platform means, like, you know, a lot of people use, like, their iPhone, they're on their Android or their tablet, and they're searching for your services. We just want to make sure that we're still covering those bases, too. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
I sent you the email on it. You know, I don't know if it was the right email for you. It was the one that I saw on your Facebook page. It was natejhallman46@gmail.com.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Okay, good, good. So I put it all there that it's a 249 month to month.
Okay.
Okay.
So for it'll be about 2 months before everything is, I guess, fully
full fruition. Yes, full fruition. I'm going to say 2 months. And it's just because, and honestly, Nate, the reason why we can do it in that time frame is because we're a Google Channel partner. Anyone who's not, it's going to take them at least 6 months before before you would even see like full fruition. So we can get it done a lot quicker. But yeah, that's what you would be looking at. I like to be transparent like that. You know what I mean? So you have a realistic idea of, okay, this is how long it's going to take. So you're aware, you know?
Yeah.
You'd be
Here's
surprised.
A quick question. Here's a quick question. So with Angie, you know, they gave me a, I think they called it an onboarding specialist or agent or whatever. Do you guys do something similar to that? The reason I kind of like that because it's someone that I guess is working with me directly and I can kind of call them whenever they will call, you know, whenever and check in and whatnot. One thing that I like for me in my industry that I'm in is I do a lot of seasonal. So as the seasons change, you know, some of the jobs that I offer change. So like going into the fall, you know, there's going to be leaf removal, you know, things like that.
You kind of switch gears.
I wouldn't be offering things like that in the spring whenever. So I guess my question is when, you know, you get to that time where the seasons change and whatnot, and I need to switch some of those things up. Do you guys take care of that also, like changing everything?
That's a great question. Yes, and I'm glad that you're mentioning this. So here within our company, you're not going to have just one specific person assigned to you. We have a team. We do everything. First of all, everything is done in-house. We don't outsource it. So we don't just assign just one person to you, and I'm going to give you an example why. Because if that one person went on vacation, who's handling your account, right?
Sure.
So a team is dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you want us to review your account, you just reach out to customer service. Now, because we're managing you, we have to make sure that we're using the proper keywords and search terms. because we want you to be very successful with our program, because that's going to equal our success, and you're going to stick around longer as long as it's working and you're making back what you invested.
Yeah.
We also are very well aware that businesses like yourself, the season when it changes, so do your services, right?
Yeah.
So you can change your services at any time. It's not even going to cost you more money. Okay. We're not going to require, we're not going to tell you, oh, well, Nate, because now you're doing these services, well, now we're going to require these items from you. No. Many businesses that, like, I'll give you an example. They're general contractors. During the summer, spring and summer, they're more focused on exterior work, right? But when the season changes, they switch it over to interior, because no one wants to be outside in the snow or in the rain, right? They'd rather do work indoors. Same thing with your industry, right? There's some businesses that there's ice on the ground. They're not necessarily putting in a new garden installation for somebody.
Right.
So they're doing switching to snow removal, you know? Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, yes, we would make changes at any time that they need to be done. But again, you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. Okay.
Okay. Cool. And then what's that contact like? Like if I have a question or I need to talk to someone, is it a direct line or is it?
I send you the number. It's the 877 number is the number that you would call and then you'll hear the prompt. It'll say like one or whatever to get in contact with customer service. Now, typically if the agents are on other calls, right? We always tell you that we'll respond within 24 business hours, right? Within 24 hours, excuse me, not business hours, within 24 hours. Typically, I'll tell you this, they call you a lot sooner. I mean, we're really, really good about our customer service only because we want to make sure that we're servicing our clients, right? Now, let's just say, Nate, let's just say, I'm going to throw it out there. It is something super urgent, super urgent. You can't wait. You need to talk to someone like right now. Okay.
Yeah.
You can call me. I cannot make the change, but I can definitely let customer service know like, hey, I can get someone, you know, I could chat with someone and say, hey, listen, he's got something urgent. Can someone call him like ASAP? And typically they'll find someone who can call you right away. Right. But again, I mean, we really pride ourselves. And again, it's not to down Angie's. I think they're an excellent directory, but I'm just kind of like surprised that they don't have someone that's, you know, I know people go on vacation, right? But even myself, I go on vacation, but there's always someone that's backing me up. You know what I mean?
Sure.
As it should be. So that's why we do the teams, you know, so that way we make sure everyone's getting serviced.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
And you got my number too, right? I sent it to you, the 877 number. Yeah. Okay.
So I guess next would be, so I would make a payment of $249 today and then.
Your next payment would not be until October 17th. So basically today you pay the $249. If I'm looking at the schedule, because remember, you're 2 hours ahead of us because you're on Central Time, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some times that we have available for client interviews today, okay? And it'll be in your time zone, obviously, but like today, I have 1 to 2, I have a 3 to 4, and a 4 to 5 for today.
Okay.
If any of those times work for you, I would suggest you take one of those times, so this way we start getting you through the process quicker.
Yeah. There are two jobs that I'm doing today.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll be able to be done by that time.
And even if not today, I have appointments tomorrow starting as early as 9 to 10 your time. And as late as 5 to 6 your time.
Okay.
I just don't have a 5 to 6 today, unfortunately.
Okay. That's fine. I would do is there like a 2 to 3 tomorrow?
There is actually, let me take a look. Not 2 to 3. There is a 1 to 2 And then okay. there's,
like a 3 to 4.
Yeah, there is a 3 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, the 2 to 3 is usually their lunch hour.
Okay.
Which is 12 to 1 for them, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now.
I can't believe people eat lunch. No, I'm just playing.
All right. So. Do I put a card on file or?
You would put a card on file. It's an automatic payment. So mm-hmm. you either use debit or credit. Okay. I read you the voice verification before I even process your payment. Okay. So because again, it's going to outline our service agreement and then I'll take down the payment information, process your payment. Schedule your client interview. We'll take down a couple of notes, you and I. They're just basic notes so that way my technician knows where to start from, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not really painful, I promise you. but I did also send you an email with an example of the reporting system. So this way you have an idea, too, of how the reports will look. So mm-hmm. this next text message that I'm going to send you right now to your phone,
okay.
I'm going to ask you to save our 877 number, okay? Save it in your contacts under local SplashNate so that way you never, ever lose our phone number, okay?
Sure.
Now, if you take a look at that text that I just sent you, I already included your login credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is always going to be your phone number. Now, your password... Okay. It's a password that's generated. It's bphotos, B-E, photos, all one word, lowercase. Now, okay. you can always change it to a password of your choice. I would suggest you do it after 5 to 7 days before you update the password because they're going to be creating the customized tracking and reporting system. So I would suggest if you're going to change the password, do it after the reporting system's already created for you. Okay.
Okay.
Did you get the text I just sent you?
Yeah. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Good. Please, though, save our phone number in your contacts. Okay? Now, Nate, is your name Nathan and you go by Nate? Or is it actually
Nathan?
Yeah.
No, it's Nathan. But
if we call my cousin, yesterday was his, actually his birthday, it was his brother's birthday, but I have a cousin, we call him Nate. And his name's Nathan.
Yeah, I'm used to everyone calling me Nate. Some people call me Nathan. Doesn't really bother me, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, do you prefer Nate? Because I'm going to notate it in the account that we call you Nate.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And your last name, is it the same as the company name, just without the apostrophe S?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. And then now the phone number that I see currently listed for your phone, for your business, right, is the number that we're speaking on, the 573-355-4777, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then now the company name, do you want it to read as Holman's with the apostrophe S, Complete Care LLC, or do you want it without the LLC? What's your preference?
Is that what will show up on Google?
Yes, sir. Correct. That's why I want to make sure that it's the way you want it listed on Google. Because what we want to do is make sure everything's uniform. Like, for example, your Facebook page has the LLC, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if your website has the LLC as well. But if it's all uniform like that, we prefer to keep it uniform.
Okay.
But again, it's your preference.
I think LLC showing gives a bit more credibility.
Yeah. Not that it has to be, but I kind of feel I think it is more credible when you have the LLC included. You've gone through that process, why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll say Holman's Complete Care LLC. Now, Google's going to verify you at the address that you have registered for the business. This address will show nowhere on Google because usually you're registered with your home address, right? On your Facebook page, though, it has the 4710 Heatherstone Court.
Yeah.
Is that the address?
Yeah, that's my business address, but it's also, okay. I mean, it's also the home address.
Okay. Here's what I suggest. Okay. It should be hidden on your Facebook. I mean, I don't think you want anyone knowing where you live at, right? So I'll make sure that addresses are hidden for you. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Cause you're a home office. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I guess that's my lack of,
That's okay. It happens. It happens. No worry, Nate. Don't worry about that. It happens. Listen, at least you've gone that far of getting your profile created. Some people don't even do that, you know, a Facebook page. So good for you, okay? Now, okay, before we go over the billing, I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. Again, it is for your protection. Because I have you at a discounted pricing program, we don't typically advertise. As I mentioned, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. It's a 2-month verbal agreement. It's also going to state if you need to cancel or pause it, just make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged and we part as friends. No cancellation fees.
Okay.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, please, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, I do want to put a security question on your account here with us, okay? Now, the security question, you could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Let's do city.
City. And what city was that?
Columbia.
Columbia. Okay. All right. So city you were born in is Columbia. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to turn on the recording. Okay, Nate, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Holman's Complete Care, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Nathan Holman, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we call you with an update. We know you can't just pick up the call. All we ask is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I want you to also be aware that you might get other companies that are calling you, trying to offer you other type of online products, and they're not associated with us, okay?
Okay.
We're never going to call you to ask you to pay more than the $249 a month. I want you to always get into the habit as well as asking what's my security question when we call, because if at any point someone disconnects the call when you ask that, you know that it wasn't us calling, okay? So get into that habit. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Yes, let me explain it because I usually do. So what we're saying here is we're not saying you can't do additional marketing, okay? What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay?
Sure.
So it's just giving us that heads up. That's all. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 17th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged on October 17th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, Nate, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that is the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Really quick, there are no other charges or no additional charges other than monthly $249.
Other than the monthly, the $249 a month, and that's why I stated that in the voice verification that you will only be charged $249 a month. Even if they clicked on your Facebook ad 50 times, you're only paying $249 a month. And that's what it'll show on your receipt as well. Okay?
And the $249 is for the entire time that I use your guys' service.
Yep. Whether you were with us 6 months or if you were with us 6 years, it's always going to be $249. The only time it would change is if you decided, okay, now I also want to upgrade Google ads, right? I want to have Google ads, or I want more money going to my Facebook ads. That's when it would change. But if you don't do any of those, it's still going to be $249 a month.
Okay?
Okay. Now, Nate, the card that you're going to be putting on file that we're going to process the payment, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It has my name. Let me double check. I think it's just my name. It's just my name.
Okay. Just Nathan Holman, or is there like a middle initial?
The initial is J.
Okay. Same billing address as the 4710 Heatherstone Court?
Correct.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And the card number when you're ready?
Yep. 1 second. The number is 1 second. I have a mistake. So it's got my name and the business as well.
Okay. How does the business name read on there?
Coleman's Complete Care, no apostrophe.
Okay. And no LLC, right?
Yep.
And it has a J middle initial as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And then that number is... You ready?
I'm ready whenever you are.
5322. 2901. 0157. 9057.
Expiration month and year?
05/26.
and the CVV code on the back.
Real quick, when I when I did the card on file with Angie, they didn't require a security code. I guess I'm just curious why, like maybe what the difference would be.
The security code is always something that we've asked for.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a specific reason. I know sometimes even when I'm doing my billing online, some of them ask for the security code and some of them don't.
Okay.
It's really when the security code, I'll tell you why. If you think about it like this, it's for your protection. Because if anyone were to have like your card number and they don't have mm-hmm. that security code, they can't process payment. It's just depending on how people's systems are set up. I know it's something that we ask for. We've always asked for the security code. I'm surprised Angie's doesn't ask for it. That's interesting.
But anyway, the code is 874.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to update the package and then I'm going to process the payment and you're going to get the receipt. We send it both to your email. But we also send it to you in a text message, okay? So it should be coming through any minute. Now, if you'd like, before we go into your notes and scheduling your client interview, I would like you to open up the receipt because there's a part on there that I want to show you where the breakdown is so that way you see that it's always going to be $249 a month and that that would never change on you, okay?
Sure.
So you'll get actually two messages that will come through. One will say initial invoice. Excuse me. I've had this, like, cough. I don't know if it's my asthma or what the heck is going on. But it's like all of a sudden I'll start getting, like, a coughing spell. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, you're good. Could be the season change. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like as a kid I had really bad asthma and then it got better, but now it's like as I'm getting older, like I'm getting the asthma again and I'm like, what the heck is going on? So
all
you
good.
Should have gotten something that'll say initial invoice. Okay?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, I want you to open it up. I'm going to walk you through this. Mm-hmm. All right? So just give me a second here. Let me open it up on my end too. Okay, so it goes on to say, hello, Nathan J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Anytime that a payment is made, you're going to receive an invoice, a receipt.
Okay.
You want to save the receipts for your tax purposes because you know marketing is a write-off. Business cards are write-off.
Yeah,
anything with
the
business.
That was going to be a question that I was going to ask. I didn't know if you'd be the one to talk to. I also have a CPA. I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You'll always get your receipts. Again, because it's for your tax purposes. You always want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Write off everything. I mean, I'm sure your CPA has told you, but I mean, I'm talking about everything. When I used to have a catering business, literally, if I bought my crew Starbucks, like, you trust me, I was writing that off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it was a special meeting.
Of course.
Okay. So it says, please note, this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Now you're going to click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I want you to click on that.
Okay.
Now, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go over the services with you. So this is going to include your Google Business Profile optimization. So we're going to create that, optimize it. You're going to have the Google Business Profile access. You hold the ownership. We are only the managers. Okay?
Yes.
Now it says here, the company will only provide ownership access to the client whose information matches the company, which is you. Okay? Directory submission is part of your package. Now, the My Site doesn't apply to you because you're coming in with your own website, okay?
Okay.
Now, scrolling further down, Facebook business page access, as I mentioned to you, all you have to do is add us on as managers. You're going to continue to hold ownership to your Facebook page. This is just so that we can manage the Facebook ads. Google Ads, Google Guaranteed are other products that we offer, but they are not part of your package. Okay.
Sure.
Google Workspace. Now, that is something that they might offer you during your client interview. You do not have to do it, because if you did, it's an additional charge. But the Google Workspace is basically like having a work email, something that would say Nathan@HolmansCompleteCare.com. Okay. You do not have to do it. You can decline. And then also included is going to be the advanced reporting system, live client support. You see our business hours 7 to 4, Monday through Friday. For you, we're always here 9 to 6 because you're 2 hours ahead of us. And there's our 877 number that I asked you to save. We communicate through text messages, okay, as well. We'll send you a text if we, hey, you got a review, or if we try to reach you and we weren't able to get a hold of you, we'll send you a text, okay? Delivery dates, as I mentioned to you, the 45 to 60 days is for the first page placement, okay? That's always going to be the promise, but again, I've seen it sometimes happen sooner. If it does, even better, right? Now, payments, okay? Here it states, today you paid $249 to activate your services. How we break it down for you is we take $100 of that $249 and we allocate that $100 to your Facebook ads that we are managing, okay?
Okay.
So that means you're not going to get additional click fees because you're paying a flat rate, okay?
Okay.
Now, the monthly thereafter, $149 plus $100, $249. That means that price will never change, okay? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show this to you.
Yes.
Seasonal holds, cancellations. Make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. No cancellation fee. Okay?
What's the term of that seasonal hold?
Oh, however long you need it. I mean, if you need it on a seasonal hold for 6 months, you do that. What happens is when you put it on a seasonal hold, you're not losing your position, but we're not optimizing it and you're not paying for it. So you can always do a seasonal hold too. Yeah, there's no term on it like, oh, you can only do it for 3 months. I mean, seasonal hold sometimes for others, it's 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Depending on the industry.
Like, over the winter, especially, I'd say November is probably the, you know, later October, November, that's probably the peak of like leaf removal. And,
yeah.
All of that. Once it hits December about is when, I don't know yet if I'm going to offer any winter services. We don't get a whole lot of snow in Missouri. It's spotty. Christmas lights is a possibility. I'm not sure if I want to do that this year. It all just kind of depends. So maybe
if you do the Christmas lights, let us know, because we can do the Christmas lights. Yeah. And
but
like I said,
not,
you could always put it on a seasonal hold. Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Would that not be, because I mean, at that point it would be once everything gets set up from that initial like 60 day period, then it would about be time when I would put it on that seasonal hold.
Okay. It's not going to affect you. I mean, the thing is that at least everything would be up and going. And then this way if you did have to put it on the seasonal hold, and then you would just call us. Now, it's still going to be $249 a month, even if you put it on a seasonal hold. Okay?
Oh.
So, like, for example, you put it on a seasonal hold, you're not paying for it. But if you, like, let's say you put it on a seasonal hold for 6 months, after your 6 months, it'll still revert to the $249 a month. You're not paying for it during the time that it's on the seasonal hold is what I meant. It doesn't mean you're paying for it. In other words, the price isn't going to change on you by putting it on a seasonal hold.
Okay.
So if you put it for 6 months, let's say you put it on a seasonal hold for 6 months, right? During those 6 months, you're not paying for it, okay, because it's on pause. It's on a seasonal hold. We're not optimizing it, okay, but you're not losing your spot. Like, in other words, we're not calling to fill that position now, okay, because it's your position. Now, after the 6 months, if you say, okay, remove the seasonal hold, then you just go back to paying the $249 a month, meaning your price won't change on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. For a second, it sounded like, I would still be paying monthly on the season.
No, because okay. It's on a seasonal hold. We can't charge you for it because you're
okay.
A lot of businesses like yourself, when they're on a seasonal hold, it's because they're not working. Well, how fair is that that we're charging you if you're not working during that time? That
okay.
would be doing
sure.
you a disservice. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Okay.
I know I
okay,
said it wrong,
sense.
But no, I promise you, you wouldn't be charged for it. Okay.
Okay.
Not
cool.
when it's on a seasonal hold. Okay. Okay.
Sounds
now,
good.
Where it says a mobile phone, okay, make sure it's your phone number
yeah.
I have listed there.
Yep.
Okay. Now, where it says I agree to receive text messages, you want to go ahead and click in that little box to put the check mark that you agree to receive text messages from us.
Okay.
And then where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, you're going to check that box because you're basically saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Okay.
Okay. And then where it says sign, what you're going to do, Nate, is you're going to type your name how it reads there. Nathan space J, no period, space, and then Holman. You don't need to put the date because it is already populated there. And then you'll just click on confirm signature. When you do that, it's supposed to take you to a page that'll say username and password.
Let's see. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. This is where you would go in and track your results. So remember earlier I said your username is your phone number. Password is bphotos. That's
yeah.
where you would go ahead and put that in. This is where you're going to track your results with us. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I wanted you to see this part, all right? Now, if you try to log in it now, you're not going to really see anything because they still got to customize it for you.
Okay.
But I like to send you the credentials ahead of time, so this way you already have it. Make sure you save them, okay?
Sure.
Now, I want to do just a few notes for my technician, but before I do that, what appointment did you want for tomorrow? For your
see,
client
it
interview.
Three, it was 3 to 4, right?
I do have a 3 to 4, yes. Does that time
do
work
you
for
a,
you?
Do you have a 4 to 5 just by chance?
I do. I do have a 4 to 5
yeah.
if you prefer that.
Let's do 4 to 5.
Okay. So tomorrow we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. Just make sure that, you know, you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? I'll also send you a reminder an hour before the interview, just in case if it slips your mind. And if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise,
okay.
if I'm not available when it's time for them to call you, they're just going to call you directly, okay?
Okay.
Let me send you this email for your calendar invite. You do not need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know
okay.
what time it's set for, okay? Remember, we're calling you between 4 and 5 your time, okay? So let me send this. All right. Now... Okay. Under the services, I just want to notate here, like the services you want us to list you for, so that way they know where to start from.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want me to notate, Nate?
Let's do landscaping, aeration.
Uh-huh.
Well, for the aeration, I do aeration and overseeding.
Okay.
And then leaf removal.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I guess those are the three main. Yeah, I'd say for right now those three are good.
Okay. And are we doing residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Yeah, residential and commercial.
Okay. And then now, it's not a requirement. I just asked that to have it. Are you licensed and insured or in the process? I know you have the LLC.
Mm-hmm. So I have the license right now. Currently I'm uninsured, but,
okay.
I can, I was going to maybe.
I'll put in the process. It's not a requirement. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, you know, when you're starting a new business, it's like there's still things that people are trying to get in order. So no worries. It's just, I just ask out of habit.
Yeah.
What's your URL for the website? Do you have that on hand just so I can notate it?
The URL?
Uh-huh, your domain. So that way they know what your domain is. So once your website's completed, we're going to link up your website to your Google Business profile. Do you know what the domain is?
Yeah, it's www.holmanscompletecare.com.
And I'm just going to put in parentheses, will be launched soon.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they're aware. Now, when we're listing you with your phone number, right? However, you have the option, and it doesn't cost you more, but instead of us listing your physical phone number, we can put a tracking number, okay, that is linked to your phone. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. If a spam call came in, you could even block it. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you just prefer that it be your phone number listed? It's your preference.
For now, let's just do phone number.
Okay. If for any reason you want the tracking number, just let us know, and they'll add it. It doesn't cost you anything, okay? Now, I know we talked about you covering a 10-mile radius. Is that how far you want to target, or do you want to go a little bit further?
So, what is that?
I'll tell you. In the local map section, of Google, that can cover between 10 to 15 miles in the local map on the first page. However, with Facebook ads, you could target up to 50 miles if you wanted.
Okay.
With the Facebook ads. So that's what I'm referring to, like with the Facebook ads. Do you want to keep it at 10 miles? Do you want to go a little bit further? Totally up to you.
I would say, I guess my first question was, like, if it's within a zip code, like 10 miles within a zip code, or just it's all like map-based is what you were kind of saying?
Basically, it's like this. Excuse me. Facebook ads, it would be like us drawing a circle 10 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it.
Okay.
That's what it would cover. Now, with Facebook ads, you could also choose zip codes if you wanted. As long as they are within a 50-mile radius, no further than 50 miles, you can cover those zip codes, right?
Okay.
If you're trying to cover a zip code that's, you know, outside of 50 miles, then we wouldn't be able to target that. As long as it's within 50 miles, you can choose zip codes, you could choose cities, whatever you prefer.
So you could just do zip codes instead of that radius?
Yeah, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got 3 zip codes.
I'm ready.
All right. The first one is 65203.
Okay.
And then we've got 65202 and 65201.
Okay. Would like these zip codes targeted. Let me put that on here. Now, at any time, if you want to change the zip codes or add more in or change it to mile radius or targeting by city, you can do so at any time, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't cost you more. When we communicate with you, Nate, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all 3, phone and text? What's your preference?
I'd probably say phone call and text.
Okay. And what are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, Monday, Saturday, and then 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you typically take?
Check, online.
So you do like credit card online? Because you have Square, I think you mentioned, right?
Yeah, so sorry.
It's okay. Do you do cash or not so much?
Yeah, I can take cash. For what I meant by online was I don't usually take, like credit or debit cards.
Okay.
Like people paying me online forms, like some people Venmo me sometimes.
Oh, okay. I could put Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, any of those, or Zelle?
I would say it's mostly Cash App and Venmo.
Okay, perfect. I'll put those down then. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So the last thing, tomorrow we'll be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock. You just want to make sure that you're always calling, that you're answering all your calls, right, within that hour. And I'll send you the reminder an hour before your client interview.
Sure.
Also, I have some homework for you. Nothing too difficult, okay? But to help us get you verified through Google faster, Google requires that you send us photos and we send you a list of the following photos that we'll need, okay? So, for example, we're going to ask you to send us pictures of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a picture of your license for the business. Send us a photo if you hand out business cards. Send us a picture of that. So we give you a list. It's under the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. On that list, send us what you can, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? Just send us what you can. Now, this will help us get you verified through Google faster. Just to kind of give you an example what it means by the workspace, let's say you store your equipment, I don't know, in a shed or in the garage, right? Take a picture of that. Okay, that's what they mean by workspace. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions that you have from here to your client interview, you have my number. Feel free and reach out to me. Okay? Other than that, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. I'm super excited. And so just remember, tomorrow we'll call you, but I'm going to try to make myself available. If I'm just not on another caller in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Do you have any other questions for me, Nate, before I let you go?
On that list of the pictures to send, which ones are the most important?
I would say the most important, I would say, is your work tools, your work equipment, your vehicle. Send us a picture of your LLC, like your license for the business.
Okay.
Send us a photo of that. That would be super, like, most important, right? You know, your workspace, I don't know where you store your tools at or whatever, but even sending us a picture of that is really helpful.
Okay.
If you do invoices, as long as it doesn't have, like, your client's information on there, send us a photo of that. A blank one, though, obviously, you know.
Okay.
But I would say those ones that I first mentioned to you are the most important, as well as the license.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. All right.
All right. Well, have a good rest of the day, and then I will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
Really quick, do I?
Yeah.
So I send everything to
you can,
email,
if you look at, you can either email it, you can text it, or if you look at that email, there's a link. You can click on there and upload them there. Whatever's easiest for you.
Can I text it to that 877 number?
Yes, you can. It'll go right to your account. Uh-huh. They'll upload them.
Awesome.
Yeah, you could text them there. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank
you
so much.
All right. You are so welcome. My pleasure. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.